Sí. בעצם פרש ויחי brings us to the closure of Parashat Bereishis. Yaakov Avinu brings together his children and Rashi tells us that before he dies he calls them together Kovsu, Vishima bin Ayakoi, Vishima Yisrael Avichem, Vagidalochem, as he's beforehand, he says, Vayoim Ayikra, Yaakov El Bonov, Yaakov calls his children, Vayoim Ayosvu, Vagidalochem, as Asha Yikra Eschem, Yaakov Sayomim. Yaakov Avinu is now very close to death, and he wants to tell his children, give his children a very important message. Before he leaves this world, Rashi tells us that this message really had meridic implications. V'agid alochem, says Rashi, Bikesh Yaakov legalos es haketz. Yaakov Avinu wants to reveal when the ketz will be, ketz Mashiach. V'nistalku imenu shechina. The Shechina goes away from him. The Hischel Loim Advar Machem, he starts to say other things. Are these Tam other things? It's interesting what he starts to speak about. He discusses, or better said, he reveals to each brother, to each son, a different midah. What is the hemshich of this? What is the point being made that Yaakov Avinu wants to megal the ketz? It's nostalgic. Instead, he goes on to tell each one the different midahs. And more. The Pasuk tells us afterwards, at the end of each son's bracha, Kol Eile Shifti Yisrael Shnei Mezois Ashetibel Alalem Avim Vayivorach Oysam Ashekivichos Eberach Oysam. He blessed them, he gave them a bracha. Doesn't tell us the bracha he gave them exactly. Pashtus, it means what he said to them, what he discussed with them earlier. In Smash, that way, Rashi says, "Loi berach oisam, loi loi melo isha she b'kivos matam loi berach oisam." He gave Yehuda gvuras ari bin yom chatifas shel zev, and now he gave a little bit to each one, and each one should have a part in that meat also. But if we look through and through, basically a lot of what he gave, or what he discussed, or what he told to his children. Some was Musar, some was telling them Chesroinis, some telling them their Milas. And one term from Avolv is Atal. That is all I swear also recently in B'Shem of Mottled Cats. The bracha that he gave them was this itself that he revealed to them, their Milas and their Chesroinis. The godless sin, the midah, the characteristics through which they can develop themselves. That is the bracha. For when a person understands and knows his ma'ilas, when he knows the midos to which he can reach godless, when he has the tools to which to accomplish great accomplishments, then he said that nothing stands in his way. But many times a person doesn't know, doesn't understand his midos, his ma'ilas, his characteristics. This was Yaakov Avinu's charge before his death. I once heard, or I saw it, this has a lot to do with what Yaakov Avinu was originally planning on discussing. It wasn't Stam and Inyan Acher, I should say Inyan Acher, but it had a lot to do with what Yaakov Avinu had started. Pikesh Yaakov Avinu legalas es hakeitz. There's two ways, Chazal tell us, that Mashiach side, Mashiach can come, the eventual salvation of Klal Yisrael, Mashiach Tzidkenu, there's two ways. There's Be'itoi, and there's Achishenu. There's the specific time, and it's called Yoyim V'Yoyim Achak Eloi. Meaning to say that if it doesn't come by a certain time, Be'itoi. But then there's Achishenu, that we're called Yoyim V'Yoyim, we have in our ability to bring about Mashiach. Yaakov Avinu realized, I'll tell them the kates, but that might create a certain sadness. He was mesupik when it's nostalgic men or shkina. He knew that it was min hashamayim, that that's not what he has to tell them right now. I'd better tell them the mido and the characteristic, their godless in. The things that I have to correct. How to reach their shleimus. For by reaching their shleimus, that could bring the Mashiach even closer. It was really a hemshich of the discussion of Mashiach. That when a person realizes and can produce his full potential of what his main characteristic is all about, of his ma'ilas, Rav Yeruchim once said, about the person has to know his chesroinus. You have to know what you have to fix up, what you came down to the world to fix, but oy vav oy. But whoa, is the person who doesn't know his ma'ilas. That's what a person has to know, his great, his gvaldika ma'ilas. That's stam achizuk. And I want to discuss today, one of the brothers, one of the sons, Yaakov Avinu's musar, or Yaakov Avinu's revelation to him, which was a revelation to all of us, Rabbi. Because as we said at the end, Ish Kibir, Kibirach Oysam, everybody has a part of this. And from every characteristic of all the brothers and all the sons, we can learn up how to reach our potential in these areas by knowing the Mido which we brought about. This godless. The pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu charges Yehuda. Yehuda, ato yoducha achecha, yodcha ve'oyef oyvecha, yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha. Yehuda, your brothers will be moided to you, ato yoducha achecha. Yodcha ve'oyef oyvecha. They will bow to you. Here he's revealing to Yehuda, he's zoicha to be the king. If we would ask you, what I would ask you, you would ask me, we would ask each other, what is the midah that Yehuda needs, is necessary to bring about Malchus? Yes, Malchus, to be the king. And we'll see that being a king does not necessarily have to mean that you have thousands of followers. Everybody is a certain king. in different areas of life. But what is the midah to which a person is zocha to kingdom, to have a kingdom? Zokt the Targum Yonis and Targum Unkelis, Yehuda. If we would ask everybody, as I said before, everybody would say, Gevuras Ari. Yehuda had the Gevura of Ari, the strength of a lion. His godless, he was a strong-willed person, very powerful physically, very powerful emotionally, strong-minded. That's the midah for a king. And it's true. You do need a certain part of that strong-mindedness, that gvuras halev, to go out and to do things. But more, Chazal reveal us something that we think is just the opposite. Say Chazal Yehuda, so it's Targum Yonason, at Oideso, v'loi v'heisoso, poch yoidu nachoich. You admitted you weren't shy. You didn't hold back. You were able to admit to your mistake. Says the Targum Yonison Ben Uziel, with a little bit more. He adds more. Yehuda Antoy Deisal Uvda de Tomar. You were made by the mice of Tamar. Begin Cain. Because of this, Loch Yoidu Nachoch, they will made to you. They will all accept you as their ruler. V'yiskarun Yehudoin al Shmach. And we will be called Jews. Yehuda. Yehudu. Yid. Ayid. We'll call Yehudim. Al Cain Ayehudim. We are called Yehudim. Al Shem Yehuda. Who had the koyach and the understanding to be moida to the Maisa Tomar. And that leads to everything that comes afterwards. The kingdomship, the rulers over the Shire, Umois. He goes out to war and he's successful. What does it start with? The mida of being able to be moida. Let's picture the scene of Oisai. Yehuda, the Rosh of Bezdin. Yehuda, the Tzadik Ador. Yehuda! Yehuda, who represented Malchus, okay, his brothers had been murdered in a certain darga at that time, because the sale that he made, they should have told him at that time to bring him back. Yehuda was in a state of life, that it was difficult. He was going through a hard time. Two of his sons were nifter. At this moment, he finds that Tamar is pregnant, and he thinks she's pregnant with Zmunim, that she thinks that she's had relations out of, she's supposed to, she did it at Maisa's Nus. She was either with Liyibim, whatever it was a Maisa's Nus. According to Chazal, she was a Bas Koyin. Hoitzi Uhua, the Sisarev. Rosh of Bezdin, the Golol Hadar, Paskind. Hoitzi Uhua, the Sisarev. Take her out. She's pregnant. Allah is, you kill, even though the Vladois, we kill. We don't have Rachmanis. It's time for the execution of Tamar. Tamar knowing the Chavim is Chazal, which is now another Shmuz, Noach loy la'odom, Shibo atzmoy l'kiv shona eish, v'yalvim p'nei chaver v'rabim, understands, and with a godless, also a gvuras alev, she's not going to reveal Yehuda if he's not going to reveal himself. And she sends a message, v'mi sh'achoysem v'apsilim, whoever the stick, the signet is his, to him I am pregnant. And here comes the messenger with her, this message, with the staff, his staff that he recognizes very, very well, and his signet, and he sees it. And at that moment, Rabbi Yisai, let's put ourselves in the scene for a second. On one hand, you're being torn apart. On one hand, and deep inside of you says, what's going to go? How can I not admit? There it is. It's staring me in front of the face, the MS. It's so clear that I'm the one involved over here. On the other hand, the Yetzer is pulling very strong. Yehuda, but how could you be Moida? Isn't it enough? Isn't it enough? Haven't you suffered enough? They already put you down. Your hopes of ever becoming the king again. If you admit to this Meister, Yehuda, you have done this. What a busha. Al cheshbon l'shem shamayim. Chilul Hashem will come out. Me, Yehuda. It's not enough. The brother already married you. Eventually you'll get back, but with this Meister, you'll never be king. You'll never rule. You'll never be in charge again. You'll never reach your godless. Yehuda, don't be Moida. But on the other hand, dang him. What a challenge in life, Rabbi Yisrael. Oh, but Shein's Chazal, Yehuda, Ato Oideisa, Veloi Veheisasa. You didn't wait. You weren't hesitant. Yehudu Chod Tzodka Mimeni. Yehuda is Moida. For me, she's right. He's moida al emes. He's moida to the truth. And what would we think at the end of the day? What would we think? This is the end of Yehuda forever. And Yaakov Avinu comes and reveals to us in Parashas Vayechi, lahaf v'lahaf v'cho, because he was moida. Because he overcame those feelings of pride. Because he overcame that consciousness of telling him that maybe, you're going to lose something because of it. You're going to be worse off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Ato Udeisa V'loi Ve'esosa. You and only you are right to be king. What's the Yisoid HaPlorim of Yisai? Why kingdom? Why is it a seva to be the king? Nice stories. That's what Rashi said at the time Yonason. Begin. This is the seva. The Yisoid, the place I believe. And Avada, we have to understand in an amkistika oifin why this is the seva, why we're called Yehudim. But the Yisoid, the place I believe. That a melech, the yisoid of a melech, the yisoid of a king, is achrayus, is responsibility, is taking the blame, is knowing how to be in charge, how to take responsibility for yourself, but not only for yourself, obviously, for everybody under you. That you, with your decision, you have to know that you are taking full responsibility and only you have to blame. Then you can be nemoilech over a nation. But if you don't have the koich of responsibility, if you don't take responsibility for your own actions, then you'll never ever be zeicha to be nemlach, to be moilech. Although we find a boy say, who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick to be the leaders of Klal Yisrael? Next week we're going to take Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech. What did we find? Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu find these people? They were Roi Tzayin. They were shepherds. But it wasn't only the fact they were shepherds. How they dealt with their sheep. Little Shepsela Behema. How they dealt with them. How they were so careful. Every sheep and every Shepsela was accounted for. Moshe Rabbeinu would go and carry them if he found it was difficult for them. What was that mean that Moshe Rabbeinu had? Of Adam, there was a lot of different things going. But Achrayus, Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed in charge of the sheep. This is my achrayus. If this is my achrayus, I'm going to do it 100%. The hallmark of maturity, Rabbi Isai, is responsibility. You ask a 5-year-old kid, who spilt the milk? Who threw out this important paper? He always says, sis did it. Bruchi did it. Who spilt the milk? He was the only one in the room. The cat came in and knocked it down. A child is not mature enough to accept responsibility for the maisa. But a grown person who's already past those years, who's supposed to be maturing, what does he do? He takes full responsibility. He's moida le'emes. He comes to the understanding of that it's my fault. If we never take responsibility, if we pass the buck, we'll never get anywhere in life. Great Shmooze last week, it made the top 10 hits. According to all, you know, the experts, Great Shmooze Rebbe, about excuses. We're not supposed to give excuses, and excuses are not a terrorist, we have to come up. But what's holding a person back? Why Lamaisa after everything? What's the yisod? It's so hard for him to moed al emes. He's afraid. He's afraid to take responsibility many times. Avad he knows the excuses a lot of times. Avad he knows he has the koyah, because when he comes to other things, he does it. So at the end of the day, after such a shmooze, why isn't he coming to the base medrash more? It's not the pshat. Now he understands clearly that these are nothing but excuses. Because he can do it. He can accomplish. He has the brains. He has the money. He can do the mitzvahs. He can do whatever he needs to do. But he doesn't want to take responsibility. He wants to pass the buck. He wants to say to himself, I'm not so much at fault. It's not something out anywhere. There's two ways to look at the problem. The approach. Where to put the blame. It's on this and that or that. Or no, it's on myself. Oh, but my chavrus is not here. It's still on myself. Because if I was able to take responsibility, if I was able to look at myself and say to myself, Nu, Nachman, look in the mirror and find who's to blame. You see yourself right across the mirror. There's no one else. I have to now take the responsibility and do something about it. But if I sit back, and I realize there's excuses, but I never come to the understanding that now, okay, take the bull by the horns. Now I'm going to take responsibility for my maizim. Then I'll never get anywhere. Rabbi Leib Chasman says a myriadic vote. Esav HaRosha, Rabbi Yisai. Esav HaRosha comes back from the Sodom, who, oh yeah, he's very thirsty and tired. Scorching from thirst. Hungry. He sees Yaakov make a bowl of lentils. Halitaini no. I don't even pour it down my throat. I'm just hungry. I cannot have the koyach even to lift the bowl. Yaakov, you know, pour it down my throat. Yaakov, you know, sells the b'chayra to him. Yaakov, you know, says, okay, I'll sell it. What's going on, Rabbi Sai? The halak of b'chayra. We know what the b'chayra means. You know what the Bechayra means? And Esau's ready to sell him a bowl of soup. One little bowl of lentils for the Gantz Bechayra. What a tragedy. But that's not the only tragedy that occurs with Esau. Right after he sells it, what does the Pesukim say, Rabbi Esau? Says the Pesuk, he came, got up, Esau gets up, after eating from the partaking from the bowl of soup, v'yakoyim nosan li'esav lechem nesidat goshim v'yoychal v'yesht. He eats, he drinks. V'yokom v'yelech. He gets up and he goes. Rabbi Isai, after such a maisa, the feelings of regret should be going through a person's heart. V'yivez esav esabachayra. Esav leib chasmi. I don't understand. The Pasuk should have told us that Esav was mevazeh the Bechorah beforehand. when he made the decision that Shirashav Agiva is Ezra as a Bechayra, and he took the ball of Sruk. Why now, after he leaves, the Pasuk revealed to us that he is Esav as a Bechayra, says Ablev Chasmin, Esav never did tshuva. And you know why, Rabbi Isai? You know why he never came to tshuva? You know why he never changed? Because he never took responsibility for the Maisa. What did he do? Instead of feeling the regret, instead of saying to himself, I'm at blame, it was a false, crazy thing to do. Okay, I lost it, but one day, okay, maybe I'll change because I realized my mistake. What does he say? Ah, what's it worth anyway? What is it worth anyway, the Bechayra? It's nothing anyway. He made a sheet out of it. He didn't put the blame on himself. He wasn't mature enough to realize, to take the responsibility. Ah, it's nothing anyway. Ah, it's only 1 year in Eretz Yisrael anyway. Next year I'll be working anyway. We might realize sometimes the feelings of regret come up. Sometimes a person realizes after a shmooze that the Rebbe Chizuk, so taka, there is no excuse. So why? What's it anyway? I'm not going to become the Talmud Chacham anyway. He makes a sheet out of it. Instead of taking responsibility, instead of looking himself between the eyes or into the eyes and saying, you, admit, you were wrong, you made a mistake, it happens, and it's normal, and we make mistakes. So the Gemara Gin Mem Gimel, Vavich Sheila Zois. Zog the Gemara, ein Adam oimed al dvar halocha elam kei nichshal boy. Zog dvar, unless a person, even a bal hayra, is only oimed al dvar halocha kei nichshal boy, he makes mistakes. You make ta'usim in life. The erasive business is one of the greatest businesses in the world, the boy said, the erasive business. It's built on mistakes. Well, now it's in the whiteout business. You white it out. What's it built on? There's a billionaire sitting there. I may be making millions from the fact that you're making mistakes out there. He's smiling away. I can't wait for more mistakes. If not, the racing business would go out of business, if I say. Just, you'd have a pencil, and you look at the bar, nothing doing. Instead of buying those little pencils, and you're about to, one day, you're about to eraser, you open it up, and you find a tiny, tiny, tiny piece of eraser left. What happened? You buy your friend's pencil. He's been erasing a lot. Mistakes is problem by everybody, Rabbi Zay. But the koyach to be moida, that's malchus. That's godless. The heilig of Rashiva, that's out of Shach. Who, if people understood how he prepared for his Tuesday shir klali, Rabbi Zay, we would understand what Omer HaTorah is. We would want to learn what Omer HaTorah was. Just to see how Rav Shach prepared for that shiur. At the beginning of the week already, his mind was on the Rambam, or everything he was discussing. Monday already, he was trying to formulate the Sforas HaSugya. And Tuesday, they said, you couldn't talk to Rav Shach, Rav Shach. You couldn't talk to him. He was working and working and working on that Sforah. On that Sforah, to get a claw and to get an MS. Rav Shach heard it. And there was times that he said, I'm not giving shiur klali this week, he didn't feel the MS yet. But the godless of Rav Shach, Rabbi Yisai. The godless of Rav Shach. After all that work, Rabbi Yisai. And feeling that it's emes lamitoi. There were times that he got up in front of his face, Rabbi Yisai. We're not talking about 25 guys or a sheer klali day in certain yeshivas. We won't mention any names. Sheer klali days. It's a famous day in yeshiva. It means you get woken up for lunch. Shir klali days. Hopefully. The next thing I knew, 7 o'clock on a shir klali day. On a shir klali day in Ponovich, Rabbi Yisai. What was doing over there, Rabbi Yisai, was packed. They're coming in with swarms. Hundreds and maybe 1,000 people coming to the Beis Medrash to hear the Heilig Rav Shach in his late 90s, Rabbi Yisai. Rav Shach gets up there and he throws out the kasha. And Rav Shach starts to play with his terrors. He's working on for days and putting it across. And he's feeling the simcha. And a 15-year-old bachar, boy, say, raises his hand and throws out a question. Directly hits on the Shekloli's teretz, boy, say. And Rav Shach sitting there, boy, say, a 95-year-old man, who's the Godel Ador. All he has to say is one thing, boy, say, that's lav dafka. You don't know pshat. Making a mistake, go look at the taste again. All he has to say is, that's the feet toisvis, but the feet the Rashba and the Ramban, but you're talking in toisvis, you know, get around it somehow. Shach stays there for a while, thinks about it, says, Derboch is right, closes the Gemara, and 10 minutes into the Sheikh Loli, steps off the beam of Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai, it's not a busha gedoyle of Amitis. 95 years was just knocked down by a 15-year-old, 18-year-old bacha. He could be his great-great-great-great-grandfather. Aber Rav Shach, his whole life, knew one dream. What's the MS? Was the Ribbono Shel Vilt? Lav Davka, this is the MS. They think he lost because of that, Rabbi Yisai. Not that he was intending. Rav Shach was the Melech. Man Malgi Rabbon. Is to take a chrayas. When a person says a svara, is to take a chrayas for the svara. When a person is living in a yeshiva, Rabbi Isai, is living amongst others, how does this mida develop, Rabbi Isai? A chrayas is a mida that we have to live our lives with. Like I said yesterday, I said today also that we don't realize the ashpa and what we can accomplish amongst others. And that also has to do with achrayis. I saw last night the Meshech Chochma says, Vayechi Yankov b'Eretz Mitzrayim Arbaas Reishone Shras Reishone Vayechi Yankov the Meshech Chochma comments, what's the point of emphasizing Be'eretz Mitzrayim? There's even Mepharshim. But Yaakov, what says the Meshech Chochma, there are some people who live for themselves, but there are some people in their lifetimes who live for everybody, who live not only for their families, they live for their environment. They live for everybody around them. Yaakov Avinu was one who his entire life, even though he was in the confines mostly of the Beis HaMedrash, but Yaakov Avinu lived for his community. He lived for his people. Yaakov Avinu felt the achrayus of what it means to be a leader. And that doesn't necessarily mean I have to go out. Yaakov Avinu was Yoshev Olim. But from that oil, he directed Klal Yisrael. From his yeshiva as Potovich, Rav Shach ran the world. I don't think he ever left Eretz Yisrael. And how many times he left yeshiva as Potovich? And then he went here and there and Eretz Yisrael what he needed. But he ran Klal Yisrael because he felt the achrayus. He felt the responsibility. This midah of achrayus, Rabbi Yisai, runs through and through in our avodas Hashem. And this is the midah that leads to malchus. This is the characteristic of a melech, to be a bal achrayus for our surroundings, for the individuals that we deal with day in, day by day. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you into the same room, or he put you into the same yeshiva, it wasn't for nothing. It wasn't for naught. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should mashpia achad al hasheni. We should take responsibility for our chaverim. A bachur who's having a difficult time. A bachur who needs a chizuk. A person could look aside and say, I have to deal for myself, and it's true. A person has to be doing for his own steiging. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazer, that we're one family. We're one mishpacha. And in that great mishpacha of all of Klal Yisrael, there are smaller mishpachas. Those are yeshiva mishpachas. Those are your roommates. In the world of the yeshiva, when you go out, it's your home family, it's your community, it's your town, it's your city, and further and further. The Bein Yishon wants that we should be Baal Achrayus. We have to realize how far that goes. How strong it has to be impressed upon us, the feeling of an Achrayus. When a yeshiva works well, things are going smooth, it's because Bochum take on that feeling of Achrayus. There's a Bochum sitting here who wanted that the Zmiras on Shabbos should take off. So you can sit there and complain. You could sit there and say, I wish it would be better, or could do something about it. You could be a Baal Achrayus. He went out and he bought benches. Nice benches. That the Olam should have a cheshek to sing the Zmiras. A Baal Achrayus feels that I have to do something about it. If not, at least to daven. It's very easy to complain when the yeshiva is not running smoothly. It's easy to complain when life is not running smoothly. But there's one thing to do about it. You gotta go and do something and contemplate what can be done and not put the blame on somebody else. If you thought of the idea, move forward and do something about it. Why can't we mechazek the Beis Medrash? A person has a rayon. Spread it forward. Tell it to the neighbor. He has a good Chazorah program. Pass it on. Give it over to others. Create a whole yeshiva of steiging. That's what a Baal Achrayus feels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yizol Ma'azakim Tekvaldek HaGadlus Malchus Beis Hashem Yisborach. We have to feel. We have to know what's out there. To daven, if we can't help, there's a spiritual holocaust going on, Rabbi. Do we feel the Achrayus? I read a story recently. There was a certain boy, a kid. The Nebuch, he left the Derech of Torah. He was living here in Eretz Yisrael. They called him Shmuel, but now his name had already changed to Sam. He would go through the motions a little bit, but he was totally uncommitted to Torah and mitzvahs. He never believed in what other people did. And he started to eat Nebuch Treif. He was lacking in Rishamayim. And as he grew older, obviously, life became more evident that he was not in compliance with the ways of Torah. He kept a relationship with his parents, but Lamaisa was growing distant and different from his mahala, the halach of the parents. No one could change the decision to disobey halacha. He politely listened to the arguments, but Lamaisa and inside of him didn't mean anything. And Lamaisa, he decided to come to Eretz Yisrael. He grew up in America, Taka. He decided to grow up and come to Eretz Yisrael. He heard there was a yeshiva. That there's a place for partying too. A nice yeshiva to party. How did he hear about it? No. So he went to have a good time. (Clears throat) happened next is amazing, Rabbi. It's truly amazing. It was Maitzi Shabbos, and this kid Sam, he was making plans for the night out, Rabbi Sai. On Maitzi Shabbos, there's a knock at the door. One of the new rabbis in the yeshiva was all shaken up. Sam, you got to come with me right away. What's up? Started to mumble something about a car accident. People were dying. Finally said she was just coming ready. Didn't know what he was talking about, but the Rebbe slowly explained it was a terrible car accident in America. Yitaka had heard about Sam. Three young yeshiva guys were killed. Sam's Rebbe explained that one of the students' father was happened to be in Eretz Yisrael right now when he heard about the death. And this boy's father wanted to speak to Sam. So he said, Sam said, I don't even know this guy. I once was in camp many years ago with this son of him. I don't know the father at all. Why should I go meet this guy? His son just died. Sounds very creepy to Sam to meet his father, a guy, a father of a son, of a, whose son just died. So the Rebbe said, I don't understand, you can't just do a small little favor just to go there, the guy's son just died. Let's think about it for a second. So Sam said, say it, I'll go. They came there. He felt terribly out of place with the people around. His long hair made him look mamish, different from everybody else. But he couldn't turn back now. This was the neighborhood that he went into. He came up the steps in the apartment, thinking, what could this man possibly want from me? He walked into the room. The man's eyes were red and swollen. Obviously he'd been crying. Sam never saw this man before, even. And he opened his mouth to speak to Sam. I imagine that you heard my son was just killed in a car accident in America. He nodded, yes. I don't know why he had to die. But one thing I do know, that he didn't die for no reason. Man started to cry again. I just want you to think about it. Think how short life really is. The boy turned to the boy and he said, I don't know you personally. I heard that you once a regular boy learning in a yeshiva somewhere. Please, I beg of you. My son just died. It's up to you to make sure that his death wasn't in vain. His man broke down again. And Sam suddenly slipped away from the house. And it didn't happen overnight. But after many years, Sam came back. Today, once again, he's Shmuel. And he's sitting right there. And he's Baruch Hashem brought up a family in Torah and Yerush Shemayim. For one father had the forethought to think about the achrayas of other people in Klal Yisrael. Something happened in his life. How could he use it? How could he take the responsibility to go use it to help somebody else in Klal Yisrael? We shouldn't just need these mice in the boy's side. But the story hit me so strongly. How a father can take the achrayas at such a moment. To be moida, to open up his heart, and to change the life of another human being or myself. How we in our yeshiva, we have different things to give. If we are people who have responsibility, and we cared about other people in Klal Yisrael, we put our minds and our hearts into thinking how to help every single bachur or myself. Well, there are rabbi could do it. There's a whole staff here, 15 Rambam. A person doesn't know
many times have I said, I'm paying an emphasis on many. How many times the bracha got changed? Not from the great Rebbe, and not from the great Shmuz, and not from this and not from that. It was a friend, another bracha, who took the responsibility of showing him the way, of leading him, of giving a little encouragement, of taking a silent learning with him, or speaking to him, or waking him up in the morning, every morning. He hasn't got up in 2 weeks. But one day he went in and he got him up. And he'll tell him, you know, all those times you came in, it really didn't do anything. I had the sniffles. But you should know, it showed that you cared about me. And you didn't give up on me. And that changed me today. Where does that feeling come from, Rabbi Yisrael? Why should a person do that? That's a Baal Achrayus. That's a person who feels responsibility. That's a person who feels that I'm not living for myself only, but I'm responsible. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, I'm responsible for everything going on. Praise the great people with Zoycha in life. The great, great people. The Gdolim. The ones who came great. Why did they become great? They were Baal Achrayus, they cared. They put their mind and their koyach into being responsible people, to knowing and to seeking advice on how to help others and how to lift others. And even if I can't, I'm not to daven for others. In a small Polish town, there were different groups going learning in the cheder. The better group consisted of the mitzuyonim. The other ones were not as good. The other group were 4 mitzuyonim, also 4, but not as good, not as advanced as the top group. There was a young man named Meir in that group. He had a very sharp mind. Every day the Rebbe would teach him. He started with Chumash, and on to Mishnah, and to Gemara. The group stayed together for a period of 12 zmanim. 3 years, Rabbi said. The end of 3 years, the Rebbe was a very erlich individual. He approached the boy's parents and said they should find a more qualified Talmud Chacham to teach them. They were close to Bar Mitzvah. They needed a Rebbe that's going to guide them further. This mayor was very fortunate. And Hashem led him to his grandfather, Mincha Shai, the famous Mincha Shai, who he learned under, and he became a great person, Rabbi Yisai. But his friends went to different areas, different yeshivas, where the living conditions were very difficult. They had to struggle through the freezing nights, walk sleeping on hard wooden benches. He had the schus to be by his grandfather, he's taking care of, didn't have enough to eat. Avad had satsura of learning Torah, but these boys, for whatever reason, was difficult. And because of these difficult circumstances, the boys all tragically left the path of Torah. This Halakha may have fulfilled his potential, his creativity, and his vision brought about Kumaldika Gazacha spreading Torah manifested in the finding of the Daf Hayomi of Meir Shapira Boisai. However, he never forgot his lost friends, Boisai, his 7 lost friends from both groups. He never forgot. It haunted him. And the feeling of Achrayas that Meir Shapira was so known as haunted him and motivated him to build the Hilak Yeshivas Chachmi Lubin. When we saw the Yeshiva Chacham in Lublin, what was it made? The most beautiful yeshiva. He made it so beautiful. So much money was invested to make such a beautiful yeshiva. What was going through his mind? His own honor, Chas v'Sholoim, avad the honor of a Torah. Oh, but the responsibility and achrayus of his 7 lost friends, Rabbi Yisrael. Those 7 bodies, we went 12 zmanim, whatever happened to them. Ah, Rabbi Yisai. Rameir Shapir became the great Rameir Shapir. And he built Yeshivas Chacham Lublin. And they'll have beautiful food and everything. Avada, that does not a stira. When it comes to our own Gashmias, we have to know Pastor Melech. Like Rishol Salantas once said, we have to worry about our friends Gashmias and our Ruchnias. But instead we worry about our friends Ruchnias and our Gashmias. Ah, Rabbi Yisai. What does it lead to, Rabbi Yisai?
Malchus! To be the Melech! Where did it start? How did it start that these people became great?
It started in Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisai. In Yeshiva in England, there were two young boys. They were Moshe and Moshe. When they were in the yeshiva, both of them didn't only take care of themselves, they decided, they understood that we have to be responsible, that we have to be responsible that the yeshiva clicks, the yeshiva goes well. So these two boys went out, each one in their own way. One Moshe used to get the boys up for davening, used to encourage the boys in learning. And one Moshe used to go out and try to get bread and foodstuff as the living conditions were schwer. They both grew up, Rabbi Yisai, to become great leaders in their own ways. And the Rashiva of Schneider, I think his name was then, he predicted that one day these people would be great leaders of Klai Yisrael. What did they do? They went out to get a little bit of bread from a small yeshiva. And this one used to wake the guys up for chakras and encourage them in learning in a small yeshiva. But one day they're going to be leaders. They grew up to be Rabbi Moshe Reichman, a great philanthropist who hundreds and thousands of Bnei Torah were supported from. Rabbi Moshe Sternbach, Shlita, Godel of Yisrael. It started, Rabbi Yisrael, where did it start? Taking achrayas for the friends. Looking after a younger bacha. I was encouraged and I was touched this week, Rabbi Yisrael. They had a new mivtzah in yeshiva. A new mivtzah. A mivtzah of chizuk, the seven day stretch, as they called it. They're going to give a certain amount of money. The guy's being mechazik in a 7-block stretch from now till the trip, Rabbi Yisrael, the chizuk trip. But I saw another paper there that was even more impressed, Rabbi Yisrael. There was a list of older bachrim who be'emes don't need so much the chizuk and the encouragement. But they also were given an opportunity to raise the money. How? Said on the list, these 15 bacha, take a younger bacha under your wing. Work with him. But Rabbi Yisai, one thing was bothering me. One thing. I understand the bacha. That's a little bit weak. He needs the 444 shekel. But an older bacha, Rabbi Yisai, a bacha little mechuzik. I don't care if you need the 4100. It's nice, but we shouldn't need it, Rabbi Yisai. That's the most great valdiga thing in the world. To take the achrayas, to help another bacha to get into it, Rabbi Yisai. Ah, you don't know what it'll be, Rabbi Yisai. One day, you might be sitting somewhere and you'll get a letter. As you mentioned last week, Avram Gerwitz was sitting in his office, in a different union of the Shmuz. And he got a letter, and he didn't know what it was all about. What did he do? He arranged a chavrusa, he pushed the guy to take a chavrusa with a weaker guy. And he got a letter that he changed my life, he changed his life. All the children and grandchildren. That's not enough, Rabbi Yisai. You need the 444 shekel, Rabbi Yisai. 444 people's lives you could change, Rabbi Yisai. Adding up, Chazal tell us, Rabbi Yisai, and Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara in Lamed Beis, in Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Hallel. Why? The Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefonov. If the Pasha Taich, Sifrei Meisim means, Miyichya Miyamus. I once heard my Rashiva in Baltimore, of Rudim and Zatzal, his own words, Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Meisim. Sifrei Meisim, Hashem opens up the books of the Meisim also. What does that mean? They've already got their Olam Haba. It's already decided where they're going to be. They died. They had their judgment. They're in Gan Eden, Gehenna, wherever it is. What does it mean? I said, Rav Rudiman, you could have left this world, but you leave this world with the maisim that you do. And you could have affected many, many individuals along the way. And those individuals are doing mitzvahs. And they have einik, they have children that are doing mitzvahs. And they have einik like are doing mitzvahs. Why? Because all, of course, you took the achrayas on your shoulders one day to take that bach under your wing, to encourage him to get up for davening, to make your own mitzvah, not under the table with him. You'll take him out to eat. You'll encourage him. Today, his ur einik lecha doing mitzvahs with little pious. All because of you. Because of you encouraged that individual, Rabbi Yisrael. Hundreds and thousands stashing away, going away. But the Pesuk says, Chazal tells in this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu loy meis, Ov chisoftu siftayo, Vikovru kivrayo, they buried him. Av loy meis, his bonim, his bechayim, his deeds, his actions, he made a kmita shleima of 12 children, all working in Avodas Hashem. Until today, Rabbi Yisai, we're perpetuating Yaakov Avinu's godless through us. Yaakov Avinu loy meis, ayin sham b'gemara, the gemara dashins, bonim b'chayim, afu b'chayim, duch de bonim, is loy meis. Ah, Rabbi Yisai. There could be a matzav of loy meis, ad mei ve'es, a person affects others, he takes the achrayas. But even more of Isaiah, and this will end it. It starts by taking the achrayas for our own lives. It starts by coming to the realization of last week's shmooz that there are excuses and excuses and excuses, and I don't want to have those excuses. But I could say, okay, what can I do? It's difficult. It's hard. I realize it. If you come to the realization, now you have to be moida ala emes. Now the trick is to be MS, to admit, not to be shy, to be moida to the MS. Then Hashem will say, this person understands who what he is about. He understands his what he's lacking. Because he's a person that's ready to take responsibility. He's not ready to pass the buck. It starts by being moida. It starts by realization of what I am and who I am, and taking responsibility because of that for what I am and who I am. And it ends with Malchus. Rabbi Yisai, Malchus of our own individual lives. Man Malki is Rabbonon, says the Gemara Gittin Samach. Man Malki is Rabbonon. Tamar Echomim, Maribim Shalom Ba'olam, Tamar Echom are leaders. Tamar Echom are people who are Talmidei Chachomim. They don't hold to themselves. They're Talmidei Chachomim, says the Mefarshim. They're a Talmud still. They still hold themselves. They still can admit to the MS. They're still ready to be Moed al MS. But they're Malki. They're Malachim. They're ruling. Because when I'm ready to admit, I'm ready to take responsibility, I'm ready to move forward. Rabbi Yisai, how strong this board is, so powerful for us. It's so important. It's so, so important these days. We're heading towards Mashiach as we started. We're heading closer and closer. It's closer and closer. We're getting there. There was a yid in Russia. I just read a story in the new book. A yid in Russia went through all the difficult situations. I forgot his name right now. I in touch by story, volume 4, page 74, Amit Beis. He was walking with his daughter. And they were walking by the Danapur River, I think it is. Something like that. Ayin Sham. Is it right? What's the name of the river now? The Yeper, there it is.
And he was talking to his daughter, who Baruch Hashem had grown up with his... And he was telling you, I know that one day I'll be taken from this world. The person, Soif Adam Lomu, says the Gemara Yitzayin, the person eventually dies after Me'ev Esim, Me'ev Hashem, which we still to accomplish our lifetime, what we're here for. But a person eventually goes. I have no son to say Kaddish for me, he says to his daughter. But you'll be my Kaddish. Your actions and your deeds, how you raise your children, how you keep firm and strong in times of difficulties, I remained firmly committed to our belief. That's my Kaddish. When I get up stairs, and it's going to get difficult and difficult, and you have to give this to your children. You have to pass the baton further. You have to ingrain in them this responsibility that each child has to remain strongly and attached to its roots. The winds are blowing so strongly. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once said, that's all true. When there's no very strong winds. But if the winds are powerful, if there's tornadoes, oh boy, will the apples fall far from the trees. The winds of communism, of every ism, of every taiva are blowing strongly. You gotta remain attached well to the roots, for if not, chas v'shalom, we don't realize what's going on. We're sitting in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, we're holding the torch high. But there's thousands and maybe millions out there, Yidin Rabbi Zayin. They're talking about Holocaust, spiritual Holocaust are going on. Millions, if not, it's up in the millions of Yidin leaving. Mamish. It's out there in multitudes. It's became a new religion. We light the Hanukkah menorah, and we have the tree also. Maybe we could put the menorah in the tree. And do it together next year. They have the menorah. It lights up and it sings. The new menorah that just came out. Sing jingle bells. Or a better one, which they want to patent. It's that tree that sings. Coming out of the tree, it emanates a voice from the tree. Santa singing his new rendition of Ma'ot Sur. It's mixed up, and it's perfectly acceptable. Mixed marriages, you have him there and her by the chasana, the two eidim are the priests, and everything's gavaldic. The rabbi performs it, the priest gets the bracha achrita, else it's good and dandy. Rachmanos, I'm speaking from knowledge. I have cousins, Rachmanos Litzlan, such a matzav. One of my great aunts, she has Nebuch. She sends them Hanukkah books. They make latkes on Hanukkah, Baruch Hashem. Before they go out to church, they eat the latkes. The boys said. The Chrayis of Chrayis. So he told his daughter, you're my Kaddish. You're my Kaddish. You're going to pass the torch along. You're going to pass the torch along. You're going to be responsible to carry the flame and pass it on. As it gets difficult and more difficult, and it might start crumbling, but you have to remain strong. You have to be firm. You have to remain attached to the roots. Not long after, 4 days later, he suffered a stroke and he was nifta.
But he left his daughter with this legacy of taking, having the responsibility of passing that torch, of not passing the buck, of saying to myself, I'm the one, my great-grandfather and my grandfather, they passed it down the baton weiter and weiter, they kept it going strong. They were moist for heulich, if possible. As you read this Hadoiris, Abu La Maisa, Yisimcha Elokim v'kefayim v'nashia. Our parents always gave us that bracha every Friday night. This week's parasha, Yecho Yivoruch Yisrael, every Yid tries to pass in that bracha to his children, Yisimcha Elokim v'kefayim v'chemenashia. That no matter if Ephraim and Asher were amongst the bitter Golas, they were in Mitzrayim, the mokum of all the znus and all the terrible, they remained strong and faithful. They didn't budge. They became Gal Gedolim, Ephraim, Vayosim as Ephraim, of name Ephraim, the Semel HaTorah. Toisai, we have to look at ourselves, not as young Bochrim,
not as even fathers of children.
We have to look on ourselves as carriers of the flame. We have to look on ourselves as the one who's going to shape the future of the Yahdus of America, of many of us, of England, and to shape the face of the whole world. Yes, we sitting here, we are going to be lay leaders in our communities, maybe Rabbonim, and who knows what else. Maybe push it to Balabatim, but we're going to shape how our community is going to look, and eventually how our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, what girl we're going to marry, or how we're going to live, and what life we're going to accomplish. That's what a Balach Rayas looks on a person's life. He doesn't look on it so simple and say, okay, I'm a yeshiva bacha. That's what we have to concentrate now, because everything's built with Torah. The godless that you're all going to have is as much Torah that you plug in and you impregnate yourselves with. You might stuff in as much Torah. That's going to hold you good in the future. But let's not look at ourselves small. Let's look at it, all of our individuals, each and every one of us, as future mishpachos of Klal Yisrael, future dynasties of Klal Yisrael. One of the great Lulaver, I think the Lulaver Rebbe, I forgot which Rebbe it was. He was never orphaned at a young age. And he came home one day to find his mother was crying bitterly. What happened? She was out on the porch, on the outside, there was a big fire in the house. And she was crying bitterly. And she was nervous. And she was, mamish, what is it? Is it our valuables? We don't have much anyway. No. What's so bad, Mama? It's the Yichus book. That Yichus book we have all the generations of Mashiachs as to who know who. So the 9-year-old book looked up to his mother and says, Mama, I know it's a terrible loss. Olam Aisa, we'll start a new Yichus book. I'll help start a new Yichus book. It'll start with me. Avada, we look to our past to gain our strength, but we have to take our own achrayas for our maaser. It's only we, and we are going to shape how our families are going to grow. Rabbosai, everything that we do now, everything that we do in yeshiva, our midos, our maasim, our achrayas for the others, will all shape what's going to be in the future. Not learning in yeshiva is not only a loss of the money for the tuition. That's not how we should look at it. The tuition money went away. It shouldn't be looked as the plane trip coming to Eretz Yisrael was for naught. But it should be looked at chas v'shalom as what happened to that far future mishpacha that could have been developed and could have been made in that 1 or 2 years in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever happened to that mishpacha? Rabbi Yisrael, this is something that takes maturity, but responsibility is the hallmark of maturity. We're old enough to realize, we're old enough to know and not so long from now. I had a bracha in my house already last night. Who would have thought this bracha, Baruch Hashem, steigt and grew, and he's talking shidduchim already. And he's talking about a different side of the shidduch that when he came into yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. Let's all work on ourselves with that achrayus and that responsibility. When I'm necessary to get up in the morning, I say to myself, not mayor, not nothing, not yisocha get off. Of a family! Bernstein! Come on down! Family! Davidowitz! Come on down to Shachris. It's the family. It's Klal Yisrael. Shebi Zoychav Eza Hashem Abolisad. Yaakov Avinu charges Yehuda! Atah Yoducha Achecha! Realize! This is what leads to Malchus. This is what leads to leadership of a Mishpacha. Being able to take responsibility. I give into your hand the koyach of Shlitas, Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech will come from you. This is the charge Yaakov Avinu tells us. And if we could live up to it, if we could take achrayas from Ma'aseh, if we could work on ourselves to realize there's so much more to ourselves than we believe it. All the future children are in our sides of us right now, Rabbi Yisrael. They're part of our makeup, it's our DNA. It's all there. We have to just take responsibility. And he kovtsu Shema Yisrael. The Shimu B'nei Yaakov, I'm sorry. Yaakov Avinu tells him, I'll just go ahead and tell them. I can't tell them the kates, but I'll give them the koyach to which they'll bring the kates. To the koyach of achrayis, you bring about a melech, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. We should be zeich of Eiz Hashem. We have 2 months left of Oisai. We have a few weeks left. We can say to ourselves, this man's half over and half full. This man's coming to a close. This man's ending. Let it just pass. Or we can be bar achrayus. We can be responsible for our lives and our chavrusas. And say to ourselves, I'm not going to miss a day till the end of this man. I'm not going to miss. I'm going to take responsibility for my actions. I'm not going to make the excuses. I'm going to forge on. I'm going to become my own individual melech. I'm going to be shoyled on myself and take responsibility. And through that, you'll be zeichot to malchus over your mishpachas. You'll be zeichot to lead and be manic your mishpachas and who knows who. Maybe other facets of Klal Yisrael. But who knows what? But who knows what is that? Just maybe. The schus there. Through the schus that we mischazik in the midah of Achrayis. We'll be zeichot hataka to be to Achishena. We'll be zeichot to bring around the midah of Malchus of David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. Kein Yehi Ratzoyin. Amen V'Amen.